The National Weather Service has developed an experimental heat risk forecast that will allow Utahns to be aware of local heat risks and how residents can prepare.
Everybody is at risk. When it gets super hot outside, it doesn't matter because the temperature is above our body temperature. Therefore, we are at risk. Doesn't matter how healthy we are.
That was Emily Esplin, a graduate student at Utah State University working at the NWS. Esplin says that although everyone is at risk, there are particular groups of people, such as the elderly, little children, athletes, and construction workers, who should be even more careful in the scorching heat.
That's the hottest time of day, is between 4 and 6 in the afternoon here in Utah, and that's when people lots of times are outside. And so we need to be more aware of what the heat is like when we have to be out in it.
Many Utahns may overlook the heat risk forecast because they already know summer months will be hot. But Esplin says residents should not discount the warnings.
Yeah, it's not just like, oh, what's the temperature tomorrow? It's they're taking into consideration more of the duration aspect because they recognize that that's the problem, is people can't get relief from the heat when it's extended. When it's not just today's 105, but tomorrow's 90, when it's several days like that and it's only 75 at night, that's an issue.
The NWS heat risk forecast will allow users to indicate the approximate level of heat risk concern for any location by viewing a color scale to determine an area's heat danger. To learn more about possible heat risks in your area, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Haley Hendricks.